Okay, on the line now we have our very own Adrian Murphy, where we're going to discuss the up and coming 25th anniversary here on Near FM. How are you doing, Adrian?
I'm good, Arthur. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks very much for taking the part to come onto the show and talk a little bit about
it. Not at all.
Okay, tell us, how did you get involved in Near FM?
Well, it's about 5 years ago, or maybe just over 5 years ago, and I was actually going for another CE scheme at the time, a community employment scheme, and I had it, and I kept them on hold while I was waiting for Near FM to get back to me, because this was the one I wanted.
Yeah.
And it's just when you get in there, there's so many things that you can do,
mm-hmm.
if you want to. You know, they'll give you the opportunity to do whatever you want, you know, so you don't have to be on radio. For a good few years while I was doing the CE, I was organising different outside broadcasts, different events, because I was working over in the outreach with Dorothy. And I did many different outside broadcasts and ran around fields getting guests. And it was great fun, really great fun. And aspects to the radio, and when they do the election specials, all of those, to be involved in those,
mm-hmm.
they're great fun and really interesting. I don't know, even in the Rose Festival when I organised that, that was just a great day out once you got there. A lot of preparation, months of preparation getting guests on and that sort of thing. But really, really good fun. And now I do a live show now, which I love, absolutely, really love it, you know, great.
Yeah, I mean, you speak about preparing the Rose Garden, what you did and all that. Is there any memories that sticks out that while you're here at Near FM and so forth?
Well, one memory now, it's a few years back. I did a complete, I tried to get as much live music on, and Near TV were doing a big special, so I was helping to organise their guests as well on the TV side of things. It was a monumental task, a lot of work involved, and a lot of late nights. But on the day, it was just, we had this, people were stopping, crowds were gathering around the Near FM stand, you know, and the musicians were playing. It was just gorgeous. It was really, really lovely to be a part of. Yeah.
Yeah, and when you first came in and started doing live shows and all, was it very daunting looking at all the studio equipment and so forth, the faders and the buttons and all, but was it a bit daunting?
Well, yes, when you look at it, the whole thing first, it's just, it's like getting a rocket ship or something, you know? You go, I don't know what any of these things do. But as I say, I mean, the training in there is great. I used to help as well organise training courses for people. So an awful lot of the people that came on board, we did the mature students or mature people. And we did this training course. And I'm sure, and Mark Bradshaw and Michael Sullivan, both on the Lifeline, Debbie nabbed them. They were so good, such great students. But yes, once they did the course, Bernie Dwan, she had done one of our training courses at that time as well, and she's become involved in the A to Z and Historical Blunders, which I'll be talking to her tomorrow about. But there's so many ways of getting in, you know, and through doing that training course, it gives you the foundations for what you need. And then there's always the likes of George, Paul, Gary Joe, all of the guys in the background that do the techie part, Gay, you know, they're just always there on hand to help you out. You don't need to be afraid, you know. I had a little bit of training through another broadcaster that I had volunteered with for some years, and they helped me out in, you know, getting used to the equipment. But it's totally different than when you come to Near, because it's all live. That was a pre-record internet kind of thing, you know. It's totally different, and it's very daunting when you come in. And at first I was recording my programs, and my sister didn't even recognize my voice. You know, you're there with the plum in your mouth and
mm-hmm.
talking the Golf Society, you know, and you just have to relax. And once you relax and just chat as if you're chatting to a friend, because that's what the listeners are, you know, they're your friends. And you know, you don't have to, it's not as daunting as you first might perceive, you know.
Yeah, and what's your like when I talk about like doing interviews? Do you go for like a very diverse? Do you go for like political interviews, or do you just find anyone that you like doing personally? Like,
no, well, I love interviewing artists. I do musical artists and that mm-hmm. sort of thing, live music. I like to promote that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And with being on the publicity end of things, I used to get quite a lot of emails in, and I'd get to listen to the bands. And of course, I used to send them then to the Near FM Sessions crew, who did an awful lot of that. Now I'm getting the opportunity with Northside Today to interview a few live musicians, and that is really, it's interesting. They're lovely people, and then to hear all this different music that's coming from around the country is great. And to be a part of promoting that is a lovely thing. The elections and the TDs, yes, we get an awful lot of councillors, and I love arguing the point with them and making them accountable, you know what I mean, and trying to make sure you get the right questions, the questions that the listeners would like to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, when you go into Near FM, there's so much scope. And, you know, if you give an idea, I mean, Niamh, for instance, she came in, she's doing the reception, but she's also doing radio shows. She's also helping to organise the teams and, you know, because she gets involved and she wants to help out in these ways. And once you want to do it, you're given the opportunity. That's one thing that's great with Niamh. And the thing is, anybody can get involved. There's people out there listening and they may be thinking, I wouldn't like to be on the radio, but... But they may be able to, they may be the techie person we need, you mm-hmm. know, and they may have just retired, all with COVID, with what's going on now. They may have lost their job, or they're, you know, they're really wondering what to do. And this could be a way of them coming in and sharing their talents, sharing their skills, you know, and we always need somebody for editing podcasts and uploading and on the technical end of things. And of course, if they want to get out there and they have a show in mind, they can come and, you know, get involved that way. But I really think for the community that, you know, Coolock many years ago was always getting bad press.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
I think that's how Near FM came about. You know, Jack wanted to show Jack Byrne, you know, he wanted to show Coolock and the surrounding areas in a better light. And in that way, you know, it's great to have people from around the area who can show the different great things. I love talking to the Northside Partnership each week and hearing the different courses and things that they're doing for the community. And there's so much good stuff going on that it's great to be able to be a part of promoting that.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, it's a great community also. I mean, it's and Northside Partnership also does great work as well, and it's always great to get them onto the radio and you know what I mean, get more to talk about what they're doing on their half. But my next question is, do all the people who's like, do you have any advice to people like who might be a bit like, you know, might have low confidence or self-esteem, and they want to get into radio? Like, what advice would you give them? Like,
well, I think you just have to, if you have it in mind that you want to do something. I mean, at the time when I got involved in radio initially, it was I just wanted to volunteer. And then you have to say, well, what would I like to volunteer in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be just sitting in an office, or do you want to be in a shop, a charity shop, or do you want, you know? So with Near FM, you can be, like, if you're quiet and introverted, you can be that way. You know, we'll still try to say hello, and, you know, there's no hugs now anyway. But, because I'm the hugger in the place, so I'm running when I come along. But the thing is, they can still get involved. And as I say, they could be in the background, you know, helping to organise things. And, you know, not everybody is on air, and not everybody, you know, is out there or whatever. There's a lot of people. I mean, look at Mary Oidrin that I was talking to the other week. She started, and she is so quiet and so reserved. But she does her own little program.
Yeah.
She interviews people on a topic that's of interest to her. And, you know, and it's a beautiful show. And she's able to chat to these. And she's able to do it as pre-record. You don't have to be live on air and out there and weird and wacky. You know, you can be whatever you want to be. And your show can be, you know, a reflection of you. You know, so if you want to just be in the background, or if you want to just, if you're, all you're interested in, gosh, we had at one stage, we had a Basque heavy metal thing that was going on. Sally will remember that. Sally, I think, loved it. But it was, you know, you couldn't understand it. It was heavy metal, so it was a niche crowd that would be pleasing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's it. They wanted to do it. They wanted to express it, and there was people who wanted to listen to it. So it's, everybody can get involved, no matter if you're introvert or extrovert or whatever you might think. You know, and there's so much support there that they won't be left on their own. You know, they'll be helped through the process and everything, you know.
Yeah, and when you started off in your FM, when you start doing in the radio in the studio, were you doing like pre-records more, or were you doing live interviews?
Well, as I say, prior to joining Near FM, it was all pre-record, mm-hmm. and I much prefer live. Pre-record it's very difficult to do a pre-record as live.
Yeah.
Unless you're willing to just leave it warts and all. What you have a tendency to doing then when you get a pre-record, or you're fiddling around and you're taking out every breath or everything, you know, and you're trying to make it as near to perfect as possible. But live radio isn't like that, you know. So I think to make it flow more naturally, you do have to record it as live. And then you've less editing and whatever. But yes, a lot of stuff would have been pre-records to begin with, because I was maybe just helping out on different shows. But once I got on to Lunchtime, was the first time I got on live, and I just said, oh, I'd love to play a bit of music there, you know. I'm mad into music of all sorts. So there again, I had to badger them for quite some time, because they did want me to continue in my little job that I was doing, the outreach and outside broadcast. So, yeah, I had to kind of work around that. But once I've finished now with the community employment scheme, I'm able to give more time to it. And that's why I really enjoy the Northside Today, because you have a bit of everything. You can play a couple of tunes, have a chat with the listeners, and then you can also have your chat with your interviewees and that, you know. And it's a nice blend to like that show. And doing it live, there's no work. You just go in, you do all my research. you know, when I was doing it before, I was doing that myself, you know. So, yeah, you just give me the running order and I go in and chat away to these people. And you get such interesting people for me. It's great, you know. So that's it. It's all part of a team. Mm-hmm. There's always so many people you might listen to, like we're listening to you now, but behind the scenes, somebody had to produce the show, there's technical people involved, there's, you know, research, but, you know, it's usually you, isn't it, Arthur? You do the lot.
Oh, definitely.
But no, there's always help for everything, and I suppose I prefer live, and I think a lot of the people will say they prefer live with less work involved.
Oh, most definitely. Jan, I also want to take the time and say thanks very much for coming on to the show to speak a bit.
Not at all.
And looking forward to listening to your show tomorrow when you come in.
Yes, me too. to doing the show, I mean.
Yeah, no problem. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Arthur. You take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was a very own Adrian Murphy speaking about our time here at Near FM.